about me yet.
Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and Kale Podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and KO Podcast. I am Rob Sanders. Represent the Clemson Tigers on this podcast. I have a couple of co-hosts. One of them is already in the mix, ladies and gentlemen. He is the bald man from the upstate. You can hear him this evening clearing his throat. He's ready to go. He's Kale Hall. Kale, what's up, brother?
What's up, my friend? My favorite night of the week. Sunday night, and I think that we're going to be doing some predictions for one of our football conferences tonight, huh?
Yep, football conferences and game by game for South Carolina and Clemson. So we got a lot of shit to do. We do. All right, with that,
we got a full docket.
We do. And we have to welcome in the third member of our show. He is the comrade, Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It is good to be here, and I feel alive. I mean, tonight, I actually, for the first time in I don't know how long, went on the Robin, Comrade, and Kale podcast website and put in the picks for the week. I mean, the picks are up now, folks. The picks for week one are up. You can go in and make your picks for week one. Send me some money. Send me some money first. Make your picks for week one. I feel like I'm back to normal again. I feel like I'm alive. Alive again. It feels good. It feels good to be in America right now.
It really does. We've got a lot to get into tonight. Comrade, let's go ahead and we'll talk about the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. You were just talking about it. Hey, man, you got to go to robincomrade.com. Callaway sponsors the Pick'em Challenge. They're on Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart in West Columbia. Go by and check them out. They have great food, also the best drinks you could possibly want. Anything you want, they can make for you. Very, very cool stuff at Callaway's Bar and Grill. And they sponsor the Pick'em Challenge. If you want to get involved, Kale Hall's doing his videos about it. The comrades spreading the love on Facebook and everything else. Yeah, we're trying to get our folks up on that because Wednesday night.
I'm beating that thing like a dead horse.
No joke.
But, you know, it's always funny because as we get closer, the money starts coming in. Like, the reason why I'm late is because I had, like, three people message me on Facebook asking me for links and my PayPal address. So I was doing that. So you're getting close. The money starts coming in. But it's up there now, robincomrade.com. Click on the Callaway's College Football Pick tab, and that's your home. If you're in the contest, bookmark that because that's where all the picks go up as you submit. That's where the standings will be week by week. Okay, that's kind of your home away from home for the contest. So go there now. You can start looking at the games right now. If you submit your picks and want to change them, just submit a new form, and I accept the last form you submit as long as it's before the first game is played. Okay, yep. So if you want to make changes, you can. And we have 10 games this week. Okay, traditional 10 game week one. We have 10 games up this week. 11 are being played this week. We didn't include the 11th game. We got 10 games like the old days. And next week we'll go back to 5 again. So 5 is normal. 10 is the opening weekend we have. So it feels good to be alive.
It certainly does.
Want to really take advantage of that. Being able to change your picks. In years past, I would say don't do it because I did it and I got burnt before plenty of times doing it. But this year, with everything that's happening, I mean, you really have to be up on your stuff. I mean, some of these Las Vegas people aren't even dropping their dropping their stuff until late. Or they say they're not going to because you just don't know. There are like so many game day decisions this year. It's unreal.
It's funny because there's always like a handful of people in the contest for a year who will submit like their picks 12 times. Like, they will change a game. Like, it's funny looking at the pattern. Like, one of them, I'll bring up one of them because he's a good buddy, and he sent me his money, by the way. Nathan Medlin, I swear to the Lord. He's got better the last couple of years, but, like, 3 years ago, I swear to God, he'd have, like, 12 forms in there.
Yeah.
And, like, he would change every single game. And he's like, man, if I would have kept form three, I think I would have went 5-0. I'm like, yeah. And so he went 2-3. But, yeah, normally I'm like with Kale. I changed my pick one time. Normally, Rob and I have a rule that we don't change our picks when we give them the show, just for transparency reasons. But one time, I forget, it was a Gamecock game, and I think I picked the Gamecocks to cover. No, I picked the Gamecocks not to cover. Okay, I picked the lose. And then the rest of the week, I felt this strong feeling the Gamecocks were to come out and whip some ass. I think it was more my heart talking. And so I went on the podcast page. Listen, I don't do this normally, but I'm changing my pick. It was like a Friday night. Friday night, I'm changing my pick, just so you guys know. And what do the Gamecocks do? They lay a damn egg. So
that sounds more awesome. No.
Usually go with your first instinct, but this year is a little different with the whole COVID. So,
right. Well, and speaking of which, I don't know. I guess this has kind of been out there, but Coach Muschamp said today in his press conference that they test everybody on Mondays starting game week. They test three times a week. So the reason I say that is because someone could come up positive, and you got to take them. You know, if Colin Hill and Ryan Helinski both test positive, you're looking at God knows who is your quarterback, and that's with any team across the country.
You're gonna see,
so
Luke Doty will win the Heisman then, probably. Oh, that's what'll happen.
But
Jay Urich, the shining star of Piedmont, South Carolina.
Piedmont, I don't know where that is. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I have no clue where Piedmont is. Couldn't even tell you.
Well, Callaway sponsors it. We appreciate Callaway's. Go and check them out. Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart in West Columbia. We also have our good friend Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the Comrade. Comrade, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. I wish I had a man with the character that Dabo Sweeney has to run my football program. Deshaun Watson got paid this weekend. Since Jake Bentley is supposed to be drafted higher than Watson, he should get the same payday. Eddie Wilson hates me. I am the reason Cale Hall pisses in a sink. It's utterly shameful to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
Ah, Virtual Cale joins the show.
Virtual Cale, shut up.
Why are you so mad with Virtual Cale?
I don't know. I just, God dang, he just comes in at an inopportune time.
I'm
gonna beat him up
one day. I want to read a comment real quick from the Facebook group here. Scott Cooley, did y'all hear Mike Bobo's speech on up tempo?
Yeah,
no huddle offense is that for all teams? USC. Yeah, I heard the speech. Scott Cooley, let me tell you right now. I pulled my car over. I pulled my car over, and I had a tear of joy came down. I heard things like they're gonna huddle up. They're gonna have a quarterback under center. I heard about two tight end sets, and I just the
fuck
joy
him.
In me.
I
the
don't
joy in me.
See the motherfucker again.
The joy in me. Listen, it may not work, but
I am
a big believer. I'm sick of being copycats. I don't think you can be copycats if you're the Gamecock. Let's spread it out. No. Let's go back and
you
do what no one does anymore. Line up. Fullback, tailback,
this
couple of tight ends, huddle
God
up, okay, and play smash mouth football. Play smash mouth football, and I love it. I am so
what
sick of seeing
fuck?
Third and a half a foot and shotgun. Pitch it out to the corner, okay? I'm at a certain point, I'm going to break my TV when that happens. This year,
I
don't know what's going to happen. We may go 2-8, but I know one thing.
What's
we will
on,
not be third and short this year and be in shotgun. And
whatever
just that alone means that I will live about 5 years longer. I will live at least 5 years longer just because we'll be under center on third and short.
Deeple, double,
and,
deeple, okay, double,
and that will just
double,
save my life.
Deeple,
so
deeple,
I am excited
deeple,
about
deeple,
it. Deeple, I am all
we
in.
Are
I
so
think
much
this is,
better
oh,
than you.
I'm excited right now. I am excited
got,
right
I,
now.
I got madder in hell last year a couple of times with Will Muschamp. USC game, 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2. Here comes the punt team. What the hell are we doing? Why are we really doing this? No balls. Hopefully that just shows them balls.
Will Muschamp should be fucking embarrassed.
And I would complain about this stuff to the friends of mine who are a lot younger, like people in their 20s. And I know I seem like I'm old man yells at cloud because that's what their young kids are used to. Oh, no, that's what you do, man. I go, no, I want to be under center. Get me under center. Get me under center. Give me a fullback. God damn it. Okay, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited, and I'm going to hear it a lot. Bo wouldn't say this now. Bo would not say this, but I heard in practice from somebody else, they run a lot of two tight end sets in practice. I love the two tight end set.
Sure,
God, it gives me a wreck.
Well, you and I, Jesus Christ, hold on.
Are you serious? Did you just say that a two tight end set gives you an opponent?
It gives me a little bit. It moves
Jesus
a little bit down
Christ.
There. Kind of, you know, I have to look. It does. I'm not saying full, but it kind of gets me excited. Two tight end, there's much you can do from a two tight end set, especially if both of them can kind of catch a little bit, you know. And I think we got some tight ends who, if they stay healthy this year, who can get down the field and make some plays. You put them two tight ends, they can block.
I'm gonna break your fucking neck.
So many things you can do instead of just let's spread it out. Like every damn team sees that. I mean, every defense sees that. I mean,
all right, we're gonna.
I love it.
Holy shit. We're going to talk about the South Carolina
Gamecocks.
We're going
to kick Tennessee's ass. Tennessee's ass is going to get their ass kicked. Mark it down. Freaking 14-point win at least.
Are you finished? Can we do the show now? Or are you?
I'm excited. I wish it was at 26 right now. Got 20 more days.
Go get some tape and tape down that two tight end hard on you've got so we can actually do the show. Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
Tape it down on game day when I see a two tight ends and a fullback. And lead fullback to the, you know, a power with a lead fullback coming through, and the tight end kicking a guy. Oh my God, I'll be freaking. I tell you right now.
I'm going to call Comrade the Galloping Ghost because he's got a third leg right now.
I'll be orgasmic when I see it. Oh, it's going to be great.
That's fucking trash.
Exactly. Thank you, Virtual Kale. Virtual Kale, let's see here. Jonathan says that he wants to know if. The soundboard, if I can make that soundboard publicly available, I have to ask real life Kale because virtual Kale doesn't give a fuck. But if real life Kale doesn't mind it going out there, I might post it later on. So
how do we monetize that? I think we should monetize that.
Virtual Kale?
Making an app and download it for $2.99. $2.99, download the app right there. Bam.
Oh, my God.
I've got to market this shit now.
Fuck him. I don't ever want to see the motherfucker again.
Exactly.
Jonathan Boatwright would pay $2.99 for the app. I guarantee you.
I tell you what.
Pay $3 for the app.
Jonathan Boatwright, if you get in the competition, I will send you the link for the virtual KLA.
There you go.
There you go.
Is Boatwright a Georgia fan?
Get in, I'll send you the link. That's how it works.
Is Boatwright, I know he's a Yankee fan.
Of course.
Is he a Georgia fan?
No, he's a Coot fan. Brock says he'd pay for it. Brock, I'm telling you, Brock, you are one of the somewhat new listeners to the show. That has to get into our Pick'em Challenge, sir. Got to make sure you get in. Get in, sir. All right, look, we've got a lot to get into tonight. We're going to do game-by-game predictions for both South Carolina and Clemson, but I wanted to go ahead and do top-to-bottom divisions for the SEC. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but I want to have it on record where we think we're going to go. That way we can talk about it and see how we do at the end of the season. So my picks, I'm going to give you my picks for the East first, then we'll go with my fine co-host here. Starting at the top, as I look at my notes here, I've got Florida winning the East, followed by Georgia. Then I've got Kentucky. And after Kentucky, make sure I've got all my stuff together here. Florida, Georgia, Kentucky. And then I'm going to go Tennessee. And then I'm going to go South Carolina, Mizzou, and Vandy. Kale, what are your picks for the East, brother?
Okay, at 10-0, I'm taking Florida in first place. I'm taking Georgia 8-2 with losses to Alabama and Florida. I'm taking South Carolina at 5-5. The wins are Tennessee, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Missouri. I'm taking in fourth place Tennessee. The wins are the losses. Excuse me. No, the wins. Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Vanderbilt. And fifth place, I'm taking Missouri. The wins are Vanderbilt, Arkansas, and Kentucky. Sixth place, I'm taking Kentucky. Their wins are Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. And then last place, Vanderbilt finishes up 0-10. Just they had like all their offensive line is opted out. All their skill position players are gone. They do have a lot of players returning on defense, but their leading tackler opted out. They're in bad shape up there.
All right, don't
your thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. We'll go to you, and don't give us the records. Just give us the order of finish so that we have it, okay?
All right. Number one in the NFC East, the team that everyone's sleeping on. Everyone's sleeping on. I can't stand their fans. The Georgia Bulldogs will win the East. East, Florida number two, the Fighting Bobos. Number three, that's the Gamecocks. Tennessee four, Kentucky five, Missouri six, and the Commodores with Lionel Richie, number seven.
All right, moving on to the West. For me, I'm taking Alabama at one, LSU at two. I'm going to go with Auburn at three, and then A&M at four. And let's see here. I'm going to go A&M at four. I'm going to go Ole Miss, then Mississippi State, and then Arkansas toting up the rear. Cale, what do you got, brother?
First place there, I'm taking Alabama. Number two is Auburn. Number three, LSU. Number four, Texas A&M. Number five, Mississippi State. Number six, Ole Miss. Number seven, Arkansas.
All right, comrade, what you got?
I got Bama one. I got LSU two. Everyone's sleeping on LSU. I like their defense. LSU two. I got Texas A&M three. Kellen Mond, sleeper Heisman. Sleeper Heisman, guys. Sleeper Heisman. Number three, Chad Morris run Auburn Tigers at four. Ole Miss five. And a little upset here for you. A little upset for you. Okay? Arkansas, addition by subtraction. No more Chad Morris. They're in the sixth hole. And Mississippi State with Leechy Leach, seven.
You saw it, motherfuckers!
Oh, goddamn. I have too much fun with virtual Kale. All right, well, I tell you what. Why don't we head into... All right, since I'll let you gentlemen pick first. You want to go game by game with South Carolina or Clemson first? Kale, where you want to go? I'll let you pick.
Let's do Clemson first because...
Let's do Clemson first because
that really is the most uninteresting one. Let's be honest with you. Like, people are tuning in for the Gamecock game by game.
Okay.
So let's do the Clemson one first, kind of like the warm-up act. You know what I mean? Sure. Kind of like when I went to see... I went to go see Aerosmith years ago in the Coliseum, and you know who opened for them? Four Non-Blondes. Let's do Four Non-Blondes first. And then we'll do Aerosmith next.
I mean, I'm not even going to say anything because my team's going to be in the playoffs and y'all are going to be fucking
shit. Let's go with Four Non-Blondes first.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
go in.
Do you want to take bets on that, Kale, that my team will do better than yours this year?
I didn't say I want to take bets on it. You said playoffs, okay. And I said we'll see.
We're in the playoffs.
We ain't talking nothing about doing better than nobody else.
You know why, right?
You're trying to compare.
Because you fucking suck. Thanks, Virtual Kim. First game of the season is at Wake Forest, which is 6 days from now. Clemson is a 32-point favorite. I've got the Tigers to win. Cale, are you picking Clemson or Wake?
Straight up. I'll take Clemson and a nail biter.
Clemson and a nail biter. Okay. Comrade, who you got?
First of all, the spread for our contest though, is 31. It's opened up as.
Fine.
Just so you know, in our contest, before I get complaints about the point spreads of the opening lines on Vegas Insider, don't bitch about them. I don't make them. So 31 is a point spread in that one right there. Tough game on the road. I mean, listen, you got to Wake Forest. You got to bring your A game because the Demon Deacons are rich in football history and atmosphere.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
All right.
I'll take Clemson win the game. I'll take Clemson.
The Citadel, Clemson does not have a problem with the Citadel, unlike the South Carolina Gamecocks do. But the Clemson will stomp the Citadel, so there you go. Who are you picking there, Kale?
Raiders.
Comrade?
I love the Citadel. I love their graduates. None of them None of them are suckers or losers except for one person. There's one sucker or loser from the Citadel. I won't name him here. He wears
none
mom
of them get mad and
he wears mom
and run off the road when they
he wears mom home jeans and he's on his phone while he Facebooks. He's a danger to society. Only one bad apple. He's a sucker and loser. The rest of
you. I fucking hate him.
All right, so I'm going to take Clemson to take care of the Citadel, though.
We lost to the Citadel for the second time in 25 fucking years.
Yeah, thanks, Virtual Kale. Appreciate that. So far, we have Clemson going 2-0. Up next is a home game with Virginia. Virginia's lost a lot. I thought that game would have been closer, in my opinion, if they had their quarterback back, but he's gone. So Clemson wins big. Kale, what do you got?
Taters.
Comrade?
Taters. This is boring as hell.
Up next, they've got Miami. Miami at home. We got some Miami fans that listen to the show. They're going to be fucking leaving after that game. Clemson wins by 20. Kale, what do you got?
Miami sucks. Haters.
Comrade, what you got?
All right, so I'm not going to foreshadow anything, okay? But everyone's picking the Notre Dame game as the game that Clemson might lose.
Nope.
Okay? And Clemson, when they lose on their season, they tend to lose the teams you don't expect. And I see a hurricane on the coming in. I see a hurricane blowing in, and I see it taking Dabo down. Take the Hurricanes with the upset. Upset of the year.
Holy fucking shit.
Hurricanes beat Clemson, knock him down.
I would cut four flips, do three circles, three
Hurricanes
snaps, circle, probably run around my neighborhood naked.
I see all kinds of you memes and all kinds of shit I'll do for the like 4 weeks after that. I can just visualize me just doing you shit to trigger people. Hurricane.
Whatever the fuck.
You know, I might even comb my hair like Jimmy Johnson for like that next month. Do the whole
God
helmet
damn
thing
oh,
over.
That would be badass.
You can't like, do that.
Yeah, clapping.
Up know? Next, the Tigers go to Georgia Tech. Clemson gets the win there. Kale, what do you got?
Taters.
Comrade, what you got?
I got taters.
Syracuse is the next game on the schedule. Comrade, you get to go first this time, since that's your
never sleep on the Cuse.
Ah, fuck.
Except this year, in this game. Yeah. Hey, Clemson.
Kale, what do you got, bud? Syracuse or Clemson?
Taters.
All right, I've got Clemson, too. Up next is Boston College. That game's at home. Boston College, by the way, has two preseason All-ACC offensive lineman, which you know, just to kind of throw that out there. But Clemson wins by 25. Kale, what do you got?
Wet fart. Taters.
Carolina Taters. Fan Talk says, I'm looking in your window, Kale. If somebody's looking in your window, I'll give you $50 right now to take your ass and stick it in the window just so they can see it. I want to make sure it's on camera. We have to see your ass. Just see you drop trowel and stick your ass in the window.
Is that a tape?
I'm not
that's
doing
a,
that. If anybody's looking in my window, and
shoot him. Stand
outside,
your ground.
He's going to be catching some fucking buckshot in his damn
there
head.
There you go.
And I ain't down playing.
Stand your ground law right
stand
there.
Stand your ground, but yeah, show him your ass for $50, Kale. All right, you got Boston College or Clemson, Kale?
I'm not riding that man. I'll shoot him with your fucking ass whoop. Haters.
Comrade, what do you got?
I'm going to take Clemson, but I do like BC Week. I get to post Doug Flutie pictures on Facebook all week leading up to it to trigger people. So I do like Doug Flutie. But I'm going to take the Taters.
Up next, Clemson goes to Notre Dame. There will be nothing but Notre Dame students and faculty in the stands. Clemson wins by 10. Kale, what do you got?
Tough game, tough atmosphere. They're on a roll, though. I still say Taters. I don't think Notre Dame's quite got the jimmies or the toes this year to take them down.
Bring in the hose, though.
By about 10 or 14.
Kale, Comrade, what you got?
The Pope behind them.
I'm taking Clemson here because in my scenario, more they got that loss, and fortunately for them, like it always works out for them, they lose shit early, have time to recover, to impress the playoff committee with their tough schedule, and they'll be Notre Dame here, and Dabble will have a new phrase he thought up during the sidelines when he wasn't calling players or coaching, some new phrase about, you know, some crappy-ass, there'll be t-shirts next week, and that will vault them into the playoff contention. Take the Clemson Tigers.
Up next is at FSU. I've got the Tigers winning there. I think FSU is going to be a shit show, so... give me the Tigers over FSU.
Oh, but they got them right. Not that really means anything this year.
But. At this point in the season, doesn't really matter. But, yeah, at FSU, I think Clemson wins. I think it'll be close in the first half, and then Clemson will pull away. But give me the Tigers with the win there. Kale, you're up.
Yeah.
Tatters.
Comrade, you're up.
I take Clemson, but this could be a game where I may like the Noles with the points. I'm not sure the points will be probably a 17 points rather than, you know, 18. I can see Florida State hanging around a little bit and having a moral victory this one. So yep. Moral victory to the Noles, a victory to Clemson.
All right, up next is Pitt, final home game of the season. I think that Pitt will be a tough game, but Clemson will win that game like probably 31-23, something like that. But give me the Tigers to get the win over Pitt. Kale, you're up.
I think Clemson gets some revenge on Pitt for pulling things in their home. Yeah, that was the last time Clemson lost at home, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's the Taters there.
Comrade,
well,
what you got?
Technically, that's correct, Cale. Remember, a few years ago, it felt like a loss at home to the Gamecocks. Remember their paper?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it felt like a loss to them.
Lost by four touchdowns.
I'm just going by what their paper said. It felt
God
like a loss.
Damn, so you're so stupid. That's it there, so. All right. So, have you got Pitt?
I had good authority at halftime of that game. Some of their hillbilly fans were sitting around quietly talking to themselves and to their friends.
Oh, yeah, they were.
We going to lose this game.
One of them wanted to fight the comrade. That's a fact.
Dennis and Rob were both having, you know, anxiety attacks a little bit. They're trying to.
No.
They're doing this, and they're like going. And I think Dennis had told me, if you guys pull this off, I'm not driving you home.
No, well, let's be completely honest though. Someone wanted to fight you. And about midway through the third quarter, and that's an absolute fact.
And I did nothing wrong.
Oh, fuck off.
All I was doing was
cheering for my team. Correct, Rob?
It was funny. It was funny that somebody wanted to fight.
I say this because the only
time that Dennis and I were nervous in that game was when you were going to fight with this guy, and we had to determine, were we going to defend you, or were we just going to kick back and be like, deal with it, comrade?
It was his mom, too. His mom was mad at me. Like, I forgot. There's only one thing I said that was borderline. Might have been a little bit wrong. I forgot what that was now. I might have just...
I know exactly what it was. If your kicker misses a kick, don't send him death threats. Okay. That's what you said in the middle of everybody.
That actually wasn't bad. That was me trying to make them better people.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I go, don't send him death threats if he misses a kick. Because that's what you guys do. So that actually wasn't that bad. You shouldn't get mad at me. Get mad at yourself.
Okay. Up next is the final game of the season. The Tigers go to Virginia Tech. And, gentlemen, I think Clemson drops this game. Wait, what? Yes, I think Clemson drops this game. Clemson playing at Lane Stadium. It's a tough place to play. It's going to be cold as fuck because it's December the 5th. And I just – Clemson hasn't played a game in that cold of weather outside in, like, forever. Tim Beret put out a stat on that the other day, and, I mean, there's a chance that could be the coldest game in Clemson history as far as when they kick off time. So – Yeah, I think the cold will get to them a little bit. I think they might be looking a little bit ahead to the ACC championship game. And I think Clemson drops that game. So it'll be close. It'll be a dogfight, ugly, nasty type game. It's like always in December, generally the first week of December, we have like a pissy set of weather that rolls through here on the East Coast. And it's always muddy for about 4 or 5 days. And I just predict that's going to be right there at it for Clemson. And Clemson will drop that game to Virginia Tech. And everyone will be talking about Justin Fuente's got it back, got Virginia Tech going. They'll be next year's Texas as they're finally back. But I think Clemson loses that game to Virginia Tech. Kale, what do you got?
Well, you kind of stole my thunder on that one, and we're thinking a lot on the same lines.
Yeah.
I think they dropped that game, too. Virginia Tech got a really good defense coming back. They lost one of their players, one of their defensive backs, opted yep. out, but they still got a lot coming back, and I think you're right. I mean, think old. I think that the complacency for getting ready for the ACC championship game will kind of, be enough to, just give them a little bit of a mind fuck. Well, they're just not quite ready for this. And, they're used to facing a different set of competition the last week in the season. Nobody's even talked about that factor.
Yeah. They've got to play Pitt the week before, and Pitt has, in my opinion, on the defensive side of the ball, they've got three players on the defensive line that are going to be playing on Sundays. Get tuned up a little bit with that. You might be aching a little bit. I mean, it's not that far-fetched. By the way, shout out to the folks online that think that I'm huffing gas. Did somebody say I'm smoking crack? If I'm smoking crack, I'm the fattest crack whore you've ever seen. Let me put that out there. But go ahead, Kale. Finish up.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I think that's just a bad spot for them up there. You know, Virginia Tech, it's been a long time since they've had that good, feel-good, big-time win over a big-time program. And I think they finally get you. They were really looking forward, I think, to playing Penn State at home this year.
Yep.
And they're not going to get to do that. Everybody was talking about that as a trendy upset pick. Well, I mean, I think you could be their Penn State.
Might be right.
But, I mean, it's just you're better than Penn State.
Comrade, what you got?
I would, as a great stat by Tim Beret, I would tweet back at him, my memories of a cold game, but he's got me blocked on Twitter.
Anyway,
I want to bring up one game. Comrade story time real quick. 1996, I drove up from heaven on earth here in Columbia up this shithole.
I'll be right back.
Okay? And listen, this is still early in my South kind of days, okay? I'm junior year, I'm senior in college. Anyway, I forget that it gets cold as hell in Clemson. So I go up there with, jeans on and a t-shirt. Because in Columbia, it's like 75 degrees, okay? Go up to the shithole and it's like freezing. And we won the game, great game. We drive back home, my buddy and I, in a Chevy Beretta. My friend's Beretta, though, the AC and the heat stopped working like 2 weeks earlier. No big deal. It's 75 degrees. But on the way back home, it was a problem. It was freezing. And he drove, and the whole way home, I had to have my hands down my pants just to keep them warm. Okay? I drove with hands down my pants the whole way. It was freezing.
I mean, that could also be fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. But this is only – I'm still got Yankee blood in me at this point.
I have a pocket pool in the Beretta.
Yeah, I still have Yankee blood in me at this point. I'm only 3 years removed from living in New York, and I froze. So I like to go check that 96 game, Clemson South Carolina, what the temperature was when the dude missed the kick. I've got his name now. Which kicker
Matt
missed
Padgett.
The kick? Was it Padgett? Okay.
Padgett.
I know it wasn't Jad Dean. That was later on. So – So when Padgett missed the kick there, I don't know what the temperature was at that point. Because I froze the way home. So anyway, that being said...
You should be able to look in the Gamecock Media Guide. They'll tell you the temperature at kickoff or all the games back to like whenever they started recording that.
Yeah. But it was freezing. I never been so cold. It's a long ass ride, man.
That's a cool stat. I used to collect media guides. I've got a lot of them here, but most of them are older, and they didn't put that in there when I was collecting them. That was so good.
But it was cold, man. It's cold as hell up there. I don't know how people live up there. Anyway, so that being said, here's the problem with Virginia Tech. Okay, I like their team. I like their talent, I should say. I'm just worried that at this point, with Fuente, have they given up on Fuente at this point? I could see a scenario maybe where Fuente resigns. Maybe things get really bad, and he resigns like in week 7, and maybe the interim coach takes over, and they play for him, and they come out and play to their talent and beat you guys. But I have a bad feeling that it could be a tire fire at that point. Like, I don't think Fuente wants to be there. That's the only issue right now. Talent-wise, I agree with both of you that could be a game that Clemson gets tripped up. My question is, will Virginia Tech be kind of all in, as Dabo likes to say, that can their players on the same page? And so I think the best scenario for Gamecock fans who like watching Clemson lose is maybe they have Fuente get the axe or resign, and an interim coach takes over that they love, and the players go out there and say, I want to keep this job and win this for me. And they go out there and win the game, you know, for him and do something like that. So I'm going to take Clemson, though.
In his defense, Fuente's done just as well up there as Frank Beamer did, like, the last 5 years he's coaching there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were expecting from him, but he took them to the ACC championship game the first year he was the coach.
Right.
And I don't know.
Curtis Shaw says, I thought these guys knew football. LMAO, I guess not. Look, I'm just being a realist. It's hard to go through any season undefeated. It's not easy. I mean, if you're a logical person, you have to think that way. Okay. It's not easy.
Let's solve this shit right now. Curtis Shaw, send me your money. $20, give the contest, and we'll see how much football you know. Real simple. RobertComrade.com. Get in the contest, Curtis Shaw. Put the $20 in. Join the contest, and let's see who.
It is hard to go undefeated. I mean, Clemson lost to freaking Syracuse a few years ago, and then Syracuse didn't win another game all year long.
The national championship team lost to fucking Pitt at home. Deshaun Watson threw for almost 500 yards, and they lost. So let's just stop. Just be realistic,
crazy
for God's fucking sakes.
And the Gamecocks lost to North Carolina last year. This shit happened.
I mean, it happens. You lose to bad teams.
God damn it, Kale. You're killing me with that. All right, so we all have them going 11-1. Comrade has them losing to Miami. I've got them losing to Vatek, along with Kale losing them to Vatek. Let's move to South Carolina. Man. South Carolina opens up the season at home with Tennessee on September the 26th. I am picking South Carolina to win this game. And the reason that I'm picking South Carolina to win this game, to quote Cale Hall, it's nothing that you've done. It's nothing that you have done. Okay? This will be the first COVID-19 game of the season. 44 players tested positive, what was it, yesterday with Tennessee. I don't know if they're going to be all out of the mix or not. I think Tennessee, if they had all their players and they didn't have the COVID bug biting them, I think they win by 10 points. Without all of their players, I think South Carolina ekes one out. So give me South Carolina to get the win in the opener over Tennessee. Look, and I'll explain why later on. And, you know, I'm sure one of these fools that's on this show with me is going to probably pick the Gamecocks to go 6-4 or 7-3. And we'll laugh and laugh and laugh. But I think that with the depleted roster, Tennessee will drop that game. So give the game to South Carolina. Kale, you're up.
Well, I'm taking the Gamecocks in that one, too. And we would have won it even without the depleted roster. Look here. You lose your top two receivers who are so much of your offense last year, and you don't really have anybody competent to replace them with, that's a problem. That's also a problem if you've got a great offensive line, but you really don't have any skill position talent. I mean, you've been harping on beating up on your quarterback for 4 years, that he's not any good, and that wears on a guy.
Yep.
It's a home game. It's a revenge spot. Will Muschamp I think that he's coaching to get himself off the hot seat. He's not going to get fired. I mean, no matter what happens, I don't give a shit if he goes 1-9 this year. He will not get fired because there are just too many built-in excuses. There's too many built-in excuses this year that are already there. So he's coaching to get himself off the hot seat. And I feel like if he will leave Mike Bobo alone long enough to let the man run his offense, keep his ass out of it, don't worry about what's going on over that side of the ball. You don't even need to be venturing to that damn huddle. At any point in time, you need to stay with the defense, you know, hang out with the punter, hang out down here with whoever the fuck. I think that we're going to be okay. I personally think, you know, they played together for a couple of years. They've known each other for a long time. I think Mike Bobo is a guy that Will Muschamp's not going to push around. Okay, I think he pushed Brian McClendon around a little bit. I think Brian McClendon was a good coach, but I think he fucked with his game plan so damn bad. You know, he just made everything just go to fucking shit. And whatever Brian tried to do was just a monkey wrench thrown in it. And that was the monkey wrench that made boom. So I don't think he's going to push Bobo around. I think South Carolina will be able to move the ball enough on Tennessee. They've lost Daryl Taylor off the defensive line. They lost Daniel Batuli, the linebacker, was a really good player for them. They lost enough pieces off that defense. And you talk about that, the 44 players didn't test positive for Corona. I was corrected on my video. But it was only 7 players. But the rest of them had trace contact with people. That's not a good situation. They're not disciplined up there. They're not doing things that they need to do. No, they're not. They're not doing things that they're doing to take care of themselves up there. And then in the same breath, some idiot told me that Jeremy Pruitt was a great coach. Yes. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's not a great coach. He's not taking care of that program like he should be. And I think we win this ball game. I'm sorry that I went long on that one. Comrade, we'll take your thoughts on the game.
But there is a person on this podcast who has quoted the saying, there's audio of him saying that Jeremy Pruitt's a great coach.
He is a great coach. I'll say it again here. I'm not a pussy bitch like you are. Jeremy Pruitt's a great coach. Jeremy Pruitt's a great coach. Let me say it again. Jeremy Pruitt's a great coach. He's a better coach than Will Muschamp will be any day in his life. He's a great coach. He's a great coach.
You picked the game pass beat him this year, right?
Right, I did, because he's got 44 players tested positive for COVID. Okay. That's why.
Reflection of the coach.
Being better than Will Muschamp doesn't make him great.
The Gamecocks,
not a very high ceiling.
Tennessee, I don't care if Tennessee brought back Phil Fulmer and T. Martin. Okay? They're beating Tennessee. Okay. I have no excuses. They're going to beat Tennessee because they're not ready. They're not ready for what they're going to see in office. They're not ready. They can't prepare for it. They're not ready. They're not ready. And I'm telling you right now, they're beating Tennessee.
Sure.
I'm going to say right now, by 3 scores. Beat them by 3 scores.
Fuck off.
In the fourth quarter, I'm putting my feet up, Austin, and I have this. Because I'm not to worry.
Fuck.
I'll probably tell my wife, with about 8 minutes to go in the game, I'll tell my wife, what do you mean to do right now? Because this game's over. This game's already over. Which they.
Curtis Shaw over on YouTube says Tennessee has way better players. Wow.
Dude. Curtis will not get. He will not get in the contest, though. He will not get in the contest. Curtis will not get in the contest because he knows there's no football.
Listen, people in the chat room. They had 44 players test positive. Do you understand what that means? They tested positive yesterday. So the earliest they can come out of quarantine
is fucking game day. They had to cancel their scrimmage. And how many? You don't get that many scrimmages.
No, but...
So they canceled the scrimmage. That's not good.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? They tested positive on Saturday. Okay? They have to quarantine for 14 fucking days, which means they can't come out of fucking quarantine until the goddamn game. I don't understand why people are so crazy about that.
Yesterday was the 5th, and that would be they wouldn't be coming out of quarantine until the 19th.
Excuse me, I thought I'm a week off. All right, so they'll have a week. That's if everybody gets tested back in. They're going to be without players. I mean, it's not that hard.
We're tough for the old ball tards.
Well, you don't have all your players.
You're winded. that old line's pounding at them. The old line's pounding at them.
The comrade is right. They're going to be out of football shape. You miss 2 weeks, it's going to kill you. They're sitting in their apartment right now eating goddamn Publix chicken wings. That's what the hell they're doing right now.
Two tight ends, a fullback hit them. Good Lord.
Up there, in Knoxville eating city chicken.
Exactly. Up next, the Gamecocks go to Florida. They lose by probably 17 points. South Carolina is not a good football team. Florida will eat them up on the ground through the air. However, this is like a scrimmage game for Florida because South Carolina is just not that good. Give me the Gators to get the win. Kale, your turn.
Now, I think, they got something to prove this year. The Gamecocks last two times out were 0-2 against the Gators, lost the last two games, both of them. 2018, there was no excuse for losing that game. Fell apart in the fourth quarter. Last year, had them on the ropes going on the fourth quarter. They're making a push for the SEC East this year. They got something to prove. I think that it'll be another game where it's close in the first half, but defensively, I think Florida, they've lost some players, but they're still going to have enough pieces there. And Todd Grantham's a good defensive coordinator. I think they'll put a package together. I think that they'll, just stymie us. That offense, I don't see us being that productive against them. And I think in the second half, Trask and Trayvon Grimes and Kyle Pitts, the guy tied in, I'm really impressed with. Kind of pick us apart a little bit, and they'll probably do it by about a couple touchdowns.
All right. Comrade, tell us how you're going to pick Florida because you're due.
I pride myself on being unbiased and getting the opinions of unbiased people. Okay? And I have researched this, and all the cards point to Mr. Trask of Florida not having a good year, okay? And who they play in week
Deeble
one
double,
for?
Deeble, double, 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 double,
Ole Miss, okay, perfect. Okay, Ole Miss is not a good team, okay? Not a good defense, and this will be his first game where we start to see the warts. And I think he's going to hang a few balls up there, okay? I think our DBs, our unbelievable defensive backs, DBU, I think they're going to pick off a couple of them. And I think the Gamecocks will keep it on the ground, play conservative, and they'll pull off the win, much like the Georgia game last year, much like that one there, and then we'll go on. And, yeah, they are due. They should have won last year.
That's
should be
why
2 years ago.
Because he thinks
okay?
they're due.
They should have a two-game winning streak in Florida right now
okay.
over some bullshit. The bullshit ends this year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Six. The Gamecocks pull the upset, and we're 2-0, baby. We're 2-0, and the committee is looking over us right now at 2-0. I'm not saying
with that 2-0. Being said, us knocking off Florida would not be as earth-shattering a win as us knocking off Georgia between the hedges. I mean, it just wouldn't. The past 2 years, and we are due. I don't think we'll get that win. I get your angle, and I get where you're coming from.
Just because you're due doesn't mean shit. Clemson was due to beat North Carolina in fucking Chapel Hill. They went up there with one of the best Clemson teams ever and lost to a Matt Doherty team that was 9-15. Okay? Just because you're due doesn't mean shit. You have no fucking talent on that team besides your secondary.
That's not true.
That is completely fucking
Trask
true.
We'll have a bad year this year. Mark
Trask lit
Trask
your ass up last
struggle.
Year when you had a pass rush.
He's gonna struggle.
He lit Gators your ass up last year.
Wish for the days of Felipe Franks.
Get the fuck out of here. You are just a fucking... I thought you were going to be unbiased, but you're not.
I go by experts. These are the experts. These are pro football focused numbers. The experts, the analysts, they all say last year was kind of flukish for them. And when you have a flukish season, the next year usually you come
That's
back and
trash.
Get paid back for it. The Gamecocks had a little fluky season, that 9-4 year. We got our ass handed back to us next year. Look for Trask to struggle, and I think the first game he struggles in is the Gamecock game.
Hey, you have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Virtual Kale.
Heard a show over on YouTube says South Carolina has no wide receivers.
That's true.
What the hell do you call Shy Smith? A fucking water boy? You think you're really going to go with Shai Smith? Every week. He's
Kale.
Taking the cake 2 weeks in a row.
Kale, do you want to die on the hill that Shai Smith is an all-SEC type receiver?
Did I say he was a damn all-SEC? No, I didn't.
You think he's an SEC caliber receiver? How about that? You think he's an SEC caliber receiver?
SEC caliber. It says no wide receiver.
The wild card is a man named Luke Doty. From the name, talk about current receiver.
I mean, this is tradition in South Carolina. Quarterbacks come there, they end up as receivers.
There's a reason why O'Tre Smith opted out, my friends, because Luke Doty's better than he was. Taking his minutes.
God,
you know what?
Damn.
I can't beat another quarterback. Look for Luke Doty.
I knew this show was going to be shit tonight.
I don't want to get off on a tangent that doesn't have what to do with what we're talking about right now, but there is a reason for that. There's a reason for
Luke
that opting out. And while I was listening to the Zach Smith Minnesota Sports podcast, that he dropped Friday, and he's talking about Ja'Marr Chase at LSU opting out. He said, do you think this dude is really opting out because he's scared of COVID?
And he's scared of Luke.
He said, no. He said Ja'Marr Chase opted out because he's in training camp and he's getting some reps and he's getting passes thrown to him by Miles Brennan. He's like, whoa, fuck, I'm not playing with Joe Burrow anymore. This is going to make my draft stock go down. I'm going to just damn opt out. I got an easy way out. And I think there's a lot to that. I think there's a lot to a lot of this stuff. Quitting because the competition's too rough. Quitting because it's going to hurt my draft stock.
Ain't nobody
quitting because I'm scared they're going to get sick.
Hey, Curtis, Luke is your father, okay?
Holy shit.
Luke Doty is your father. Look for Luke Doty and light it up. Curtis, get in the contest. I want to beat you in the contest and laugh at you. Get in the contest.
Jesus Christ.
I guarantee
Christ.
This. Curtis, if you get in the contest, you will not beat any of us on this show, okay? You might come in fourth place. Doubt it. You will not beat any of us three, okay? I will bet you in a side wager that you will not beat any of the three of us.
Up next, at Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt has, as Kale said it earlier, what Kale said earlier about Vanderbilt with their offensive line opting out and everybody opting out and just loss of players. Vanderbilt is going to be a shit show. I think Arkansas would beat them by 2 touchdowns. Vandy's going to be terrible. And I predict after that game, that's the game that the Comrade will come in here with the Gamecocks at what I think is going to be 1-1. Or maybe what I think is going to be 2-1, but they could be 1-2, but the Comrade's going to come in here and he's going to be like, yeah, buddy, plenty of room on the Muschamp bus, folks. Step right on in. And I'm just going to be laughing because, you know, they suck. I mean, that's just basically it. But I got them taking the win there over Vandy. Kale, are you going to take the Commodores or are you going with the Gamecocks here?
I'm going with the Gamecocks, much like I did last year. We won 24-7. I think we win like 24-7 again.
I think if Vanderbilt scores, everybody should be running up and down the stairs at Williams-Brice Stadium. I mean, Vanderbilt should not score on anyone.
They're not playing at Williams-Brice Stadium. So.
Oh, they're at Vandy? Well, then half the team should walk home. That's
I got
what I
you.
Think.
I think we'll win about 24-7. I think they'll be keeping a little bit low scoring because I do think the 9 return players on Vanderbilt's defense will make an impact, but they're not going to be able to move the ball at all, period.
Right.
So it'll be a lot like South Carolina's team last year. If you can't move the ball, you might have a decent defense, but it looks bad. The defense looks bad because it's tired and it's on the field all the time.
All right, Comrade, what's your pick?
Gamecocks win, and I think the Gamecocks defense scores more than Vanderbilt scores the whole game. I think the Gamecocks get 2 touchdowns on defense.
Up next for the Gamecocks is a home game with Auburn. I think this game will be closer than people think, but I think Auburn will get the win. So another loss there for South Carolina. Kale, you got Auburn or you got South Carolina here?
Yeah, after the fleeting start, kind of get snapped back to reality a little bit. I think Bo Nix is better than people realize. His numbers last year were good. They weren't great, but he was a true freshman playing in the SEC West at that. I think he's going to get better. Some really capable wide receivers. Seth Williams, a good player for next year's draft. Anthony Schwartz, a good player in football. They'll figure out something at running back. They always do. They're always good around the line of scrimmage. So I think we dropped that game at home, but that'll be a close one too. And I'm sure that's a game that they're geared up, and they were happy to see added to the schedule. We haven't played them in Williams-Brice in like 10 years, and I think that'll be a big day in Columbia for the 10,000 fans in attendance. But yeah, I think we still drop it.
Mike,
what do you think?
Yeah, you're what you picked there, buddy.
This is one of the games I really want to win this year because I'm sick of losing to Auburn. The game, what year was it now? Garcia's last start.
2011.
Yeah, 2011 was just a team. We should have won that game easily. We fucked it up badly. It still bothers me. That being said, you know, Bo Nix, he's too inconsistent. But, you know, since we're the Gamecocks, I have a feeling that he'll have his best game of the year against us. I think this will be one of his best games. He'll have one of those games where he's great. And unfortunately, I think we're gonna drop this one and go to 3-1. It's our first loss of the year. It'll be one of those games, too, where we'll have all kinds of chances to win. And be all kinds of, you know, kind of should-haves and this stuff. And it'll be a great post-game call-in show game. You know those games you called in and like, you know, why didn't we? You know, all this stuff. So I think we lose a tough one in Gamecock fashion. I think Bo Nix has a big day. We get beat.
Up next, South Carolina.
All these people tell me, oh, it sounded like I was peeing in the microphone. Stop pissing the sink. First off, I didn't piss in the sink. I pissed in the toilet. And yeah, I had to go take a leak, people. I mean, we're sitting here. I'm drinking drinks, some flavored water. I have a beer here, and it goes through me. Sue me for being fucking human. I don't have a damn colonoscopy bag hanging down here.
By the way, I did speak to a friend of the show, Dennis Wilson. He said if he would sponsor your colostomy bag, as long as we put the DNC Trucking and Transport logo on it, if you
there
were
you
up
go.
For that, Kale. Just to let you know.
Let's do it.
God damn it.
Look, the man got away from the booming business and the five kids long enough to comment here on the live stream. Right.
Shit. Up next for South Carolina, they play LSU.
There's a tick down for just a little bit on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Up next for South Carolina is LSU. South Carolina will, I think, score 3 points, and LSU will throat fuck them. Give me LSU to win big. Kale, what's your pick?
Goddamn, that's just dumb. Okay, I'm
Why
sorry.
Is it dumb?
That's just a dumb take on that game. On these is another team South Carolina play very often. They've lost their fucking play caller. They've lost their like three good players on defense, two good players on their offense, totally new quarterback, totally new system.
All right, well then have a set of balls and pick your team to win. They got a totally new system. Fucking pick your team.
Here, I feel like we're gonna get throat fucked.
You're gonna get throat fucked in the majority of your games because you don't have a good team.
That's not the team that embarrassed yours in the national championship.
Their second string will throat fuck your first string. You have no talent except for your secondary. Zero talent.
They sat here and lost to fucking Troy in 2017.
Brother, that was fucking 3 years ago.
Football team.
There's no. I don't think there's anybody on the team that played fucking Troy, Kale.
They win 35-20. How about that? LSU. Ah, yeah, man.
Hey, guess what? I don't think there's anybody on this team that lost to Troy, but your entire fucking team, with the exception of your freshman, lost to App State. All right, that's where your program
well,
is.
Losing the app, so did that North Carolina team whose dick you've been down sucking all offseason.
Hey, North Carolina didn't beat us last time
you
we played them.
You put your pipe and smoke it.
We didn't lose. We didn't lose. We didn't lose.
We didn't lose.
We didn't lose. Sorry. I know that hurts feelings, but we didn't lose. Okay, Kale will be great during baseball season when the Gamecocks are probably worth a fucking baseball, but his football team's not worth a shit, and he's still trying to defend them like comrade, which is kind of funny. But LSU wins huge. Huge.
Oh, Dabo patted him on the thing for that game. Don't let's lose Troy, all right?
Sure. Are you picking the Gamecocks or LSU there, Kale?
I told you I'm picking LSU to win 35-20.
Pussy. I would have picked, after that tirade you had, I would have fucking picked the goddamn Gamecocks. It's not going to matter. Your team's a shithole anyway.
I'm not having a damn tirade about us losing to LSU. That ain't something to have a damn tirade over. I'm having a tirade over the lack of fucking respect.
Respect for what, Kale? What the fuck should I respect South Carolina for? Tell me why I should respect South Carolina. This is going to be good.
Because they are the best team that has fucking pissed away.
That's fucking
trash. They wins the past 5 years. The best
Whatever
team that put up a bunch of damn yards against teams and still lost to them.
We lost
and the best
Citadel
team
for the second
that,
time
that
in
just,
25 fucking
years. I
don't
know. Just has some shitty damn luck.
Can't, comrade, please pick the game with LSU.
All right, so, you know, this is a good question for Kale. So if you can only have, if the Gamecocks only win one game this year, what game would you want? We don't play Clemson this year. I choose the pick I would. But this is probably the game right here. I would love to be LSU just so I can say, in 2020, 1-0 against LSU, you guys are 0-1 against LSU.
All right, well, then you have a set of balls and you pick LSU.
So, no. I'm saying that's what
you
I want
fucking
to
have, eunuch.
Okay?
You eunuch smooth surface motherfucker. You pull down your drawers, it's like a Ken doll, just a smooth surface.
Since early in the year, early in the 2020, to say that people are underestimating LSU. And here's the thing, you know who's come around? You've come around because you have LSU picking a second in the West now.
Yep, I do.
You know, about four months ago, you were all LSU one-hit wonder, and
right.
I had to talk
well,
I to
do,
the football.
I do think they're okay. A one-hit wonder, but I do think they'll finish second in the West.
Okay. I know, but a lot of people are picking them fourth in the West.
I wouldn't pick them to finish fourth.
Okay, well, a lot of people are. There are people out
I mean,
there are.
Third so is anyway. The floor for them. Third okay. is if everything well, fucks there, up and goes to hell
there,
with LSU.
There are people picking Auburn and A&M ahead of them, too.
Well, those people saying. Are fucking stupid.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. So,
hey, no way we finish it below four.
So, I think they have... LSU is the best defense in the country. They have the best defense in the country. I'm looking. This is why it's great to be a Gamecock in the schedule, though. I love the fact we play all these really good teams because that's what college football is all about. I would slip my wrist if I had to go play Wake Forest and Virginia. Who looks forward to that crap? We got Wake Forest.
Are you
going to
pick? Look,
Pitt,
okay.
Boston,
listen,
I mean,
listen,
I mean,
Captain Eunuch, you no ball, motherfucker. Okay,
so,
pick your team.
So that being said, I'm looking
smooth
forward.
Smooth surface.
It's a
Ken
measuring
doll.
Stick game.
Ken
it's
doll.
A measuring stick game. I want to see what our offense can do against their defense. Okay, it's a good measuring stick game. It's a game where we kind of take stock of where we are. Okay, under Bobo. That being said, I don't think we win. I think we hang around for a little bit. I think we hang around for a bit, maybe. I don't think we're ever really in danger of winning the game. I think we hang around a bit. We have a good showing, and I think the Gamecock fans will be proud of the way we play. We're not going to win, but proud of
sure.
some steps they see. So
yeah,
I think
more moral victories.
They,
that's what
probably,
that's what South Carolina
they won't cover.
Is.
They won't cover the spread. But
get the fuck out of here. Up next is Texas A&M. By the way, I think it's called the Bonham Trophy. That is the trophy that is given every year for the because they're trying to make new rivalries in the SEC, and they thought that Texas A&M and South Carolina would be new rivals with them joining the conference. It's the Bonham Trophy. There you go. So with the Bonham Trophy, South Carolina has
I love John Bonham. He was great.
All right. Well, South Carolina has never won the Bonham Trophy, and they won't win it this year. Texas A&M wins again.
It's a domination.
You have to win a game for it to be a rivalry, Cale. Tell me about your wins against Texas A&M. I'll wait.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just making fun of Dabo.
Oh, yeah. It is the Bonham Trophy. South Carolina's never won. They will not win this year because they don't have a talent.
I thought you said the Bonham Trophy.
Staged that round after practice that year.
I've got them losing to Texas A&M. Cale, what's your pick with that game?
I'm gonna go
with Texas A&M in this game. Look, I mean, A&M's beatable. They're beatable, man. I mean, Texas A&M is a beatable team for South Carolina. The thing is, I'm not gonna pick us to do it until I actually see us do it. So I can wrap my arms around it and feel it. I'm not gonna predict it. So give me the old faggies in this one. Sorry.
That's all right.
Comrades.
Comrade, your turn.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound like an idiot from Sumter with that.
A&M, I think it's a game we can win. It's another game I got circled. I want to win because we haven't beaten them. It's going to be nice stuff. Plus, I hate Jimbo Fisher. That being said, I really like Kellen Mond a lot. And I think he's in a big year this year. I think he's a good sleeper. He's a 50-1 Heisman Trophy odds. I kind of like that, laying that money on Kellen Mond. Come out of nowhere, especially if they say if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt or something like that, misses a few games. But I have a bad feeling that A&M is going to play a really good game this game. I think Kellen Mond's in a big game. I think we hang around. This could be the game what game did I pick earlier? The Auburn game. I think it's a game that we probably have chances to win, and we just don't quite get it done. Kind of the game we had a couple of years ago at Bentley, threw a horrible interception in the end zone. Something like that. So I think we lose, but hang in there. It's a frustrating loss. We lose A&M.
Next game on the schedule for South Carolina is at Ole Miss. Comrade, you go first.
Well, go through the schedule. I told myself that there's going to be a game this year that we lose that we shouldn't lose. So I went through the schedule and I said, Vanderbilt's just got awful. So I said, what game would piss me off the most that we would lose that we shouldn't lose? And it would be a game to Lane Kiffin, because I would hear that there's some Gamecock fans who think Lane Kiffin was the answer here.
Yep,
I think it'll be a tire fire there. I think Ole Miss is going to be horrible this year. But I have a bad feeling that in this one game, they put it all together and they beat us. I have to hear from people who love Lane, even though Ole Miss is going to win about three games this year. I think they beat us. And unfortunately, it's going to be a losing streak now. I have us losing four in a row.
Yep.
But we'll get better. Don't worry.
All right. Cale, what's your pick with the Ole Miss game?
Yeah, this is the one going on the road. Team that always – things are not going to change this year. They're going to have a really good offense and defensively. I still think they're going to be a shit show. I still can't believe they hired that Spurs to be the defensive coordinator there, but they did. That's Lane Kiffin for you. No scruples. I think we win this game. It's a good spot there on the schedule. After a tough loss against LSU, the world beaters, where we show some flashes, I think we get this one done on the road. And I want to respond to something here, too, that you had highlighted a minute. So a gentleman named Eric Twyman. This lady says that Hale and the comrade at South Carolina got better upright. Look it. Here's the fucking drill, okay? Here's the fucking drill. If our offense isn't any better than it was last year, if we don't at least put any more points on the board, they have to be able to eat up some damn clock. They got to be able to eat the damn clock up, at least move the fucking thing between the 20-yard lines, keep that defense off the field and rest it up just a little bit more than it was last year. That punter last year, Joe Charlton, he did a great job. He was widely overused. He was used too much. You know, that there were no balls shown. A lot of times in fourth down situations where we could have gone for it on fourth and really short, where I think we could have moved the chains and extended some drives a little bit. And that's what I want to see from them. I think the defense at South Carolina is good, fringing on above average, but they can't be out there quite as much as they were last year. Okay, we don't want to stretch that depth, but we want to be able to keep the form crisp on the tackling, the form crisp on the adjustment, and all that we got going on. So no, I didn't act like we got better overnight. But I think with just a little bit better of an offensive game plan, that will open up some things for that defense and enable us to win some low-scoring ball games that we weren't able to win last year. So there's an answer to your, you know, observation, sir.
All right. Well, I try to be a gentleman on this podcast, and we forgot about getting the picks from Virtual Kale. So I thought I would let Virtual Kale pick the Ole Miss game for me. So Virtual Kale, what do you think you're going to be saying at the end of the Ole Miss game? And whatever you say, that's what I'm going to go with. I don't really have confidence in either South Carolina or Ole Miss, but however Kale, Virtual Kale feels here, that's the way I'll go.
Vote for life.
Fuck it. Okay, well, there you go. I'm taking Ole Miss. That's what I think about that. So Kale's got them winning the Ole Miss game. Look at that. All right, so the next game is Mizzou. Mizzou is going to be beat up and down by the time they get there. I do like their running back, Larry Roundtree III. South Carolina has basically one linebacker that's worth a damn. I do think that they'll move a lot of their guys up in from the secondary to kind of help out a little bit with run blitzes and things like that. And I think South Carolina beats Mizzou. And I think this will be your best win of the season. I think they beat Mizzou by like 10 points. So give me the Gamecocks beating Mizzou. Kale, what's your pick?
I'm going to pick us to win too, but I would, you know, be really careful with this one. That's the team that you don't know what you're going to see. You don't know what you're going to see from quarterback. You don't know what look, Uli Drinkwitz was the offensive coordinator, so I mean, you know, they can throw all kind of fucking wrinkles in there. We just don't know. Missouri is a very unpredictable bunch. As we've seen that since they've been in the SEC. They're just hard to get a beat on. I mean, they can go out there and beat down Wyoming or lose to Wyoming and turn around, you know, a couple months later and they're beating Florida.
Well, the game last year with South Carolina, I hate to use the Kale verbiage here, but it was really nothing that they did. South Carolina went into it, and Will Muschamp fucked with the offense and had them lining up five wide, thinking that Helinski was going to be fucking Trevor Lawrence out there playing quarterback, and he made a bonehead decision, and the offense basically fucked South Carolina over in that game, in my opinion. But if they would have stuck to the original plan of just trying to play ball control, might have been better off in that Mizzou game, if we're just being completely honest here. But I think that South Carolina beats.
Yeah, and
go ahead, Kim.
We're trying to throw touchdown passes to ourselves.
Yeah, I venture to say that Colin Hill will not do that, and Helinski's not going to do it because he's going to be on the fucking bench. So with that, I think Mizzou's going to win, and I think Kale's got him winning too. Comrade, are you taking Mizzou or are you taking the Gamecocks?
Well, you guys took the Gamecocks both, not Missouri.
Yeah, I took the game. Both of us took the Gamecocks.
Yeah. You misspoke there. Gamecocks. I got the Gamecocks in a losing streak right now, so they come back here. I think they pound Missouri pretty good. I think we will eat a little revenge on Eli Drinkwitz offense. I think our defense is better than people think, by the way, too. I know we think we have good cornerbacks. I like our D line. We got some depth there. Linebacker plays a little iffy, but if you have a good D line, you can kind of mask your linebackers a little bit. So, you know what? I think we beat Missouri pretty handily. Get back on track at 4-4 now. 4-4.
All right. Up next, South Carolina will welcome in Georgia. I don't think Georgia's going to overlook South Carolina this year. Look for Georgia to beat down some Willie Bryce ass. It's not going to be close in Columbia, so look for Georgia to win probably by 17 points. Cale, what's your pick?
Yeah, really talented team on defense. A running game is going to be there. I don't know who's going to be playing quarterback at this point, but this is a huge revenge spot for Georgia. And they're rolling on towards. At this point, I think that they are a one-loss team, and setting sights on a SEC championship. Yeah, no, they're a two-loss team. I'm sorry, I forget Florida. So they're a two-loss team. They're trying to kind of salvage some stuff. They're a little bit pissed off for losing the Gamecocks. I think they're last year. I think they're a little bit pissed off that they've lost to Florida by this point and lost to Alabama. And I think they come in and kind of smacks around a little bit. And we lose by two or three touchdowns to them. So, they're going to get the series back on track, and this will be their signature win of the year.
Oh, my God. Kay, comrade, what you got, man?
Georgia's the best team in the East by far. Not even close. I think I watched the 2014 game today on ESPNU, I think it was. Anyway, great game, by the way. Beat the Bulldogs. I think it's close. Then we hang around for a little bit with them. Like all the time with Georgia, we hang around a little bit. Halftime, I think we win the ball game. But Georgia's got too much for us. They won't overlook us this year. No pick sixes this year for us. I think we get beat by, I'll say we'll lose by, 13 to 10. I mean, not 13, 13 points or 10 points to lose by. I think we would cover the spread. The spread will probably be 14 and a half, in that range. So then we get beat.
All right.
Four and five.
Final game of the season. Gamecocks travel to Kentucky. Kentucky wins this game. And it's going to be by the middle of the season. Remember this name. Now, everybody talks about touchdown Terry Wilson, but they've got Joey Gatewood, who played at Auburn. I think they're going to run like a two quarterback type set. And Gatewood's kind of the rushing quarterback. And I think that he's going to come in and they're going to do a lot of what they did last year with Lynn J. Bowden, whatever his name was, the talented wide receiver that came in at quarterback. I think they're going to do both.
Lynn Bowden. Lynn J. Dixon is your backup.
Yeah, okay. So Lynn Bowden. Thank you, Cale. Anyway, Lynn Bowden, I think that they're going to – this guy Gatewood is going to come in, and he's going to get some snaps. And I think that if Terry Wilson doesn't throw the ball very well, they're just going to do what they did with Lynn J. Bowden last year, or Lynn Bowden last year, and they're going to run the ball up the throat against everyone. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If Bowden played the full game at quarterback last year, South Carolina doesn't win. I mean, it's just simple as that. So Kentucky will win easily the final game of the season. South Carolina does not have the talent to match up with the Kentucky offensive line. And by the way, comrades said the same thing, but Kentucky has won five out of the last six against South Carolina.
You said the same thing last year, and you got your hands shaved. You shaved your eyebrows.
And that's fine. They lost their quarterback. If they had Terry Wilson or Lynn Bowden playing. Are you letting me finish? You guys can sit here and blow Muschamp all you want as soon as I finish here.
Don't make excuses.
If they had, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying.
They've got two options. If we had Debo Samuel, you thought we won the game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If Jake Bentley wasn't hurt the other game, we won that game.
If you had a better coach, maybe you would do better. If Steve Spurrier didn't quit in the middle of the season because Dabo retired his ass, maybe you would have been better. If you weren't such a slow fuck, maybe you would have played at South Carolina. If Cale were a little bit taller, maybe he would get, like, super blondes to fuck him. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on. Because they wanted to play the other guy, Sawyer, and they had to reinvent the offense at the middle of the season. I'm not the only one that thinks this. I'm not the only one that thinks this.
That Kentucky lost because of a coaching decision. What you're saying?
Okay. Well, what? Look, you can have whatever you want. Mike, you can have whatever you want. Kentucky's a better football program than you are right now.
Are you saying that they lost last year?
I'm saying that your team is a shithole. Do I have to put it in better English than that?
You're back.
Your team is a shithole.
Here's the thing.
Shithole.
The streak of Kentucky is over. A new streak has started last year. Yeah. It can continue this year. Make all the excuses you want. You got your head shaved last year and your eyebrows shaved because you ran your mouth too much for Kentucky and they got beat. And they'll get beat again.
They're not, the you're not winning there.
They go 5-5. Here's the most important thing, though.
Okay.
5-5, but 5-1 in the SEC.
Kale, I knew the comrade wasn't going to take Kentucky because the comrade doesn't know anything about football. But, Kale, would you like to take the Wildcats or South Carolina? Which way are you going?
I'm going to take the Gamecocks in this one. Kentucky, nothing about them impresses me. The most impressive thing that they had last year is gone. Neither that quarterback, the Terry Wilson, doesn't impress me. Gatewood, you know, I mean, there's a reason he transferred from Auburn. You know, he may be decent. He may not be any good. Maybe a play for a piss. I don't know. They got some decent running back talent there. I think we can take care of that. You know, shitty wide receivers. I'm not impressed with them. I picked them, you know, 2-8 this year. Mm. And you can laugh at me all you want.
I'm not laughing at you.
We got a comment.
A really good offensive line. That's all well and good. If, you know, you've got some skill talent around there to pair with it, and they just don't.
Rob, can you highlight
can you highlight
Clemson Carson's comment there about Kentucky owning USC Junior? Can you highlight that one for us?
Sure.
Okay, highlight that one. Yeah, that's a good one there. Let's break that down real quick. Clemson Carson, well, I mean, Kentucky does own USC Junior, so tears. Clemson Carson, actually, all time we own Kentucky. And all time Kentucky owns you. That's gonna make that. Okay, so we own Kentucky. Kentucky owns Clemson historically.
All right, so moving on here, I've got South Carolina at 3-7. I would have them at 2-8, but I'm giving the one game to the COVID to Tennessee. Kale has South Carolina, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 5. And the comrade has South Carolina at 5-5. Comrade's got them winning.
I guess it's true what they say about great minds.
Well, the comrade's also got
5-1 against the East, though. I got them 5-1 against the East.
Yeah, comrade has them winning against Florida, which I think is funny.
Florida's their big win this year. Their big win.
Kale was solid with his. He's got them. He's not buying into Kentucky, and he thinks the Gamecocks lose at Ole Piss. So there you go with that. 2-5-5 predictions. I've got them at 3-7. So that's our picks. We're going to put these up on robincomrade.com so that at the end of the season, one of the things that I like about doing this is that we can go back and revisit it. Well, I mean, you could go back and laugh at Rob, or you can go back and see where Rob is pretty much generally right. So there you go. I think the only season I've missed was the year you went 9-4 when you played a bunch of shit shows and had a fluke year. So there you go with that. Barring flukes, I'm pretty close on the Gamecocks every year. So there's that. We'll open the phone lines up for just a moment here. Let me bring that up here. If you would like to join us on the show tonight, if you're laughing at Comrade and Kale both picking the Gamecocks to go 5-5, you can call up and laugh at them now. Is Kale sitting in his car? What are you doing in your car?
No, I'm standing up in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Charging my device.
Charging your device. All right. Well, we're not going to keep you up too much longer because it's late.
I'm good. I don't have to work tomorrow. And I don't have a car. I have a truck, but I'm not sitting in it.
803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. There's our predictions for the season. And we'll take your calls on that tonight. Let me put the phone number up here. so that we can people can see that.
Right here, go get in the contest too. Right. RobinComrade.com. Get in the contest.
Yep, that's the big thing. Get into the contest.
Let's go. Come on, get in the contest.
Brock says it really does look like he's in a car. That's funny. You are. Let me reload the page. There we go. You are welcome to join the contest at any point. One thing I wanted to bring up before we get out of here as we wait for some phone calls here is that Mike Uva from Fox Watch Fox Sports in Columbia pretty much put it out there, and I think I put it out there earlier in one of the Facebook groups that I'm in, that he expects Colin Hill to be the starter at quarterback for South Carolina. I wanted to get you gentlemen's thoughts on that real quick before we get out of here. Are you happy about that, or do you think that Helinski should get another shot? I think there's going to be, and I think Mike, you brought this up too, maybe, or maybe it was Kale. One of you guys said that the whole the story from Helinski and how he was put into a big, you know, everybody wanted Helinski to do well simply because of his story. I think a section of folks are maybe upset that he's not the starting quarterback this season, because let's be honest, everybody, I mean, I want Ryan Helinski to succeed. He's had enough shit in his life, losing his brother to suicide and everything else. I mean, if you're a human being, you're in that guy's corner. But I wonder if there's going to be just a touch of people that are going to be like, man, I wish Helinski would get to start. And I think, you know, I mean, if Colin Hill gives you the better chance to win, that's who you should go with. But I wonder if emotion's going to get high on some folks there. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I mean, this doesn't shock me. I think I said about 2 weeks ago, I can just tell by the way Muschamp and Bobo were talking about him that they were, you know, you kind of feel, read the tea leaves, that he was going to start. You know, a couple things. One, he knows the offense. They haven't been practicing that much. Second thing, too, you know, and this is not my opinion now, because I haven't seen Colin Hill play, so I'm not going to sit there and lie to you and act like I know that Colin Hill is great. But there's a dude now, and I got to find his name now. I'll go look at it tonight and post it on the Facebook page. There's a guy from the Pro Football Focus website, and he does that draft stuff. And one of his sleepers this year for a guy who could find himself a quarterback and get drafted this year, I'm not saying first round, is Colin Hill. He says that get a big article, not a big article, a little write-up on him, saying that he's healthy now, and if look for him to start, and if he starts, look for him to be a sleeper, and end up getting drafted. So there's a guy out there who does not fill the Gamecocks, anything like that, does not Colin Hill's uncle, who apparently likes Colin Hill's tape and likes it. Now, I haven't watched him play at all, so I'm not going to lie to you about that. So bottom line, what Brock said in the room, play the best guy. Who can give you the best chance to win? And it sounds like, given Colin Hill's experience in the offense with Bobo, that Bobo probably trusts him more right now and to run the offense. Listen, you're going to need more than one quarterback this year. That always happens that way. So Helinski's going to get his chance, going to get his shot. Okay, two. I don't think Helinski's going to be bothered by it. I listened to him talk a few days ago about it, about the quarterback battle. So I think they're real good friends. They become really good friends, the two of them, and they're helping each other. And, you know, so I think it works out fine. So I like the experience back there, and see what happens.
Yeah, there you go with that. It is going to come down to, in my opinion, who the better quarterback is. Kale, do you have a preference, or you're just like, give me the guy that wins, man?
No, well, I've been playing with him for a while, so I get that. Let's pray. I mean, if they're going to put him in here and make him the start quarterback, let's pray that, you know, stays healthy, because he's had some ACL
right
times over.
Yep.
So we supposedly have, but that won't happen again. But yeah, I'm like, you know, he's here. They're here to win games. That's the bottom line. They're here to win games. We're here to make friends, and we're not here to make people happy necessarily because of who we choose to start. There's a reason why And we got too many college football, coordinators and assistant coaches on Facebook groups and YouTube groups. We just got too many of them. There's a reason why this guy is going to be the starting quarterback, and that Ryan Helinski is going to be learning from him for a year.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he's going to be sitting under the learning tree.
Under the learning tree.
Yeah. Curtis Shaw, who apparently knows all the football. I mean, he's a football genius, Curtis Shaw. Because if Luke Dooley is so good, why ain't he starting quarterback? Well, Curtis, a couple things. One, he's a freshman. And two, I'm not sure if you knew this. There's this thing that happened as a coronavirus thing where they couldn't practice in the spring. And they just started practicing a couple weeks ago. So he's a true freshman who just started practicing. And you can't figure out why he's not starting when guys like Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson didn't start as freshmen when they had a whole spring. So that could be it. So Will Muschamp actually said, I remember him in Bobo as well, about Doty, about how well he's playing receiver. He also said he's looked really good at quarterback from spring. He might be a guy who'd be pushing to start a quarterback.
Right.
So that's what Muschamp, I think either Muschamp or Bobo said, he's looked really good at quarterback, because his whole thing was everyone thinks he's a receiver now. And he's like, listen, he's not a receiver. We're putting him at receiver right now so he can get in the field because he's too talented to be sitting by me. And he says, if we had a spring, a normal spring, okay, he might be the starting quarterback.
Right.
So his whole point is he has a lot of reps, a lot of stuff in there. So he's looked good at quarterback too, but it's just the fact that, they just started practicing. And he hasn't, the pandemic happened. That's what happened. He's a true freshman. But I think he might get a shot this year too, because that happened this year too.
If the Gamecocks season goes to shit, he gets a free year of eligibility anyway. Might as well throw him out there see what he can do. I'm showing on the screen now for the folks watching on Facebook and YouTube. That's what you get if you go to robinconrad.com and click on the Callaway's Bowl Pick'em Challenge. Everything you need is right there, and I wanted to show how the screen looks when you submit your picks. After you pay the comrade the $20 to enter, you submit your picks here, and let me share that screen for you. As I want to share so people can see how that looks before we get out of here, gentlemen. So the week one picks, this is how it'll look. You will make, you see how everything's lined up there? I mean, it's so simple. You put your name in there. You put your name as far as your answer, then it has the lines up for you. And you just pick your teams as you go, and boom, it's right there. So very simple. That's how it'll be every week. That way people can see how it works. Everything is... we goof on each other a lot, but the comrade is very serious about this contest. It's very fair, very open. You can see when people submitted their selections. It's so simple. It's very simple. Last year, didn't we have one person we kicked out of the contest, comrade, because they were a shithead? But we kicked them out simply because they were...
He kept on saying,
stupid.
How do we know that Comrade isn't changing his picks? I'm like, well, because, one, there's a podcast where I make my picks, and then on the page, those same exact picks are on the page that I made. And on top of that, I came, in 30th place last year. So if I was cheating, I did a really shitty-ass job.
Well, and the other thing...
What was his name?
It was Carlos. It was Carlos. Oh, no, it was Fritz. It was Fritz von Fuckingstein.
Yeah.
And by the way, if the line is even, comrade, you got to go back and fix these. Remember, people can pick the Fritz. Half lines?
I put push in there, but yeah.
Yeah, well, generally the push is called the Fritz, and that jerk's honor. But anyway, it's simple to go and do that at robincomrade.com. You can see where all the picks are, etc. It's so above board and everything else, so go and check that out. Enter now, because the contest starts next Saturday. What? Don't have a lot of time, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure Kale's all excited. He's ready to pick some fucking games.
We got some money coming in, too. We got some money from Christian Young. And Taylor Bruni sent me some money a little while ago.
Ben Simmons paid too, right? That tall motherfucker.
Ben Simmons, yeah, before we got in the air. Ben Simmons paid. Nathan Medlin paid before we got in the air today. I think Gary Thrills Mills
is paying today. That silly bastard. You know he paid.
I talked to him a little bit today.
Thanks for donating, Gary Mills, you dumb fuck.
Leave Gary alone. That's Gary's the coolest damn bastard in the world right there.
I tell you Yeah, and thank all you other motherfuckers for donating too, you sons of bitches. If I don't win it, Sally Donegan's going to win it again eventually.
She's the defending champion. She won $985 last year.
Oh, shit.
We want to get over $1,000 this year.
She beat your ass, Kale. Beth said she got in, too. Yeah. Beth Webb got in.
Beth paid this afternoon, yeah.
Did Beth pay $19.80 because she's a Georgia fan? I hope she did.
I think I got 20 from her. I'm not sure.
You need to refund her 20 cents, comrade.
Georgia, I said something about 20 cents. I probably get charged 45 cents for doing it.
I'll tell you what. The next time that I see Beth, I generally see Beth at the ACC championship game. I will give her two dimes because she overpaid. That's how that works. You got 20 cents coming from me. From me, Beth. $19.80 for Georgia fans.
That's right. There you go. We're friendly to Georgia fans in here.
And by the way, if you're, I'm going to make another prediction right now. If you are a true Vanderbilt fan, meaning that you have to send the comrade in your own Vanderbilt shirt or a picture of yourself at a Vanderbilt game or a picture with your Vanderbilt diploma, you get into the contest fucking free. If Vanderbilt fans, all five of you can get into the contest for free.
If you own a Will Perdue jersey.
Oh, that's a good one, too. A Will Perdue jersey. If you're a Vanderbilt fan, a true fan, not like South Carolina fans like Mickey Freeman that were fans when Spurrier had, you know, great players there. Now you can't find that motherfucker. He'll be trying to get in, going to damn Ollie's and getting a Vanderbilt t-shirt with the Vanderbilt logo upside down, saying, "Look at me, I'm a Vanderbilt fan." Vanderbilt fans get into the contest for fucking free. There you go, right there.
Ollie.
Hey, to let you guys know, I got some bad news.
What?
Tennessee Rebel says, you know, he's written off your opinion. Whoever said Ole Piss, she said, the moment the guy on the left said Ole Piss, I wrote off his opinion. So, our opinion is written off by
Tennessee. So my opinion's getting written off because I said Ole Piss?
I tell you right now.
Holy shit.
The one thing... Look, the show, I wanted the show to be, fun. I said, listen, I want our opinion, okay, to be important to Tennessee Rebel. Now it's not.
Oh, my God.
I think we should end the show, end the podcast.
Well, we should, but Tennessee Rebel, I tell you what, man, you're probably one of those Tennessee fans that's okay with Peyton Manning rubbing his nuts on a trainer's face.
You're probably
one of those guys.
You're probably one of those guys that'll
be bitching about, who is it, John Gruden. You're probably one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were sitting there with your Peyton Manning's teabag shirt on saying, John Gruden.
A couple of years ago.
Fuck out
of here. I saw Gruden on campus, I swear to God. I saw him. You fire him tomorrow.
He's probably one of those
hillbillies who's got a tore up refrigerator sitting out in front of the mobile home that they use for an oven in the wintertime.
You rebel.
In the summertime.
Hell, God. Here we go.
Tennessee Rebel's probably so original that he thinks the girl is lying about Peyton Manning teabagging her.
Nope.
He's probably so original.
But that's fucking happened. That's fucking happened.
Peyton wouldn't do that.
And by the way, I really don't give a fuck of what you think about my opinions. Here's what you can do.
You can come back
and look at the end of the season against the spread when all three of us are in the top eight. There you go from there. George's best says, let Jackpot talk. Talk, say something, Jackpot, so you can appeal to these people.
Hello.
By the way, a Vandy baseball fan is not getting it for free. I'm sorry. If you're a Vandy baseball fan, you're a bandwagon
fan. It's Vandy football fans, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Vandy baseball fan, I'm sorry. That's a true bandwagon. Like baseball
fans. I mean, I'm a giver here, comrade. We're letting Vanderbilt fans into the game for fucking free. Fuck Vanderbilt.
That's true.
Kale's just putting his head out there like, oh man, Rob, watch us get 800 Vanderbilt fans. Now they have to get through the comrade. They have to prove to the comrade they're a Vandy fan.
And I only know one of them in the YouTube Smack groups. He's in a couple of those SEC groups. His name's Jared. He's a big Vanderbilt fan.
I think he's a baseball fan, though.
Yeah.
I don't really count that. That's easy to be a Vandy baseball fan.
It's a Vanderbilt football fan, and don't think the comrade won't send you a fucking quiz.
I'll quiz you up.
All right.
Be asking about Jackpot. Jay Cutler.
Jackpot, do you have anything else to add to the show?
I do not. Not at this point in time, no, sir.
Comrade, tell him to enter the contest.
Enter the contest, especially where's that dude go? What's his name again?
Curtis Shaw.
Curtis Shaw.
Yeah.
Enter the contest, or you're a fraud. You want to call out our football knowledge? Come beat us. You might beat us.
Oh, piss fans. Come beat us.
RobandComrade.com. Get in. I want to see you in there, Clemson Carson. Hunter Slay, get in there. Destroy. Get in there. P Digits. You say I'm your favorite. Get in the contest.
There you go with that.
With all right, that, George's best. 1980 for you, buddy. 20 cents off for you.
Beth, I owe you 20 cents. With that, this show's a wrap.